So good evening and welcome everybody to Sight and Sound Technologies' next series of webinars on the BrailleSense 6 and indeed the BrailleSense Polaris. And this month, throughout the month of February, we'll be exploring some of the core applications on the BrailleSense. This is by some feedback, I suppose, we got from our last sessions where we were more exploring Android and some of the more advanced functionality. We were asked to cover some of the basics. So my name is Stuart Lawler. I'm from Sight and Sound Technology in Ireland, and my colleague Fionnuala Murphy, also from Sight and Sound Technology Ireland, is with me this evening to help with co-facilitation. We'll be with you for the next four Thursdays. At this time, it's 8 p.m. Here in the UK, in Ireland and the UK, and I know we have some people from the US and some other countries as well, so you're all very welcome. Tonight, we're going to be looking at the basics of the BrailleSense file manager. Next week, we'll be looking at email. The week after, we'll be delving into the word processor, and we'll finish it off with the Daisy player. So that's what we're going to do. And
Newsman has joined the meeting.
We're going to be doing that over the next 4 weeks. There are some occasions that you may hear my BrailleSense saying things that are slightly different to what you have, and that's because I'm running a beta version of the software because we're testing some new software for HIMSS. I have been asked not to discuss the new software, so I suppose saying from the start that I won't be able to answer questions relating to the new software because we have been asked by HIMSS not to do so. If that changes between now and the end of the sessions at the end of February, we'll certainly let you know. But at this time, we have been asked not to talk about new versions or new features in the software. And we'll have plenty of time to stop for questions, and we'll certainly stop at the end as well for people to ask questions. So that's the plan for 4 weeks. We're delighted to have people join us. And if you're joining us for the whole 4 weeks, we hope you'll enjoy it. And if you're joining for just one or two sessions or just even tonight, we hope you will enjoy it as well. If you'd like to get involved, you will be able to unmute yourself at the end of the session or at the Q&A part. You can also type in the chat on Zoom with Alt and H if you're on a PC, or activate the chat button if you have a mobile device. Or you can raise your hand with Alt and Y, or you can also do that on a mobile device by activating the raise hand button. And Fionnuala will be keeping an eye on any chat messages that you post, so we'll make sure to have those read out, and I'll make sure to answer those as best I can. If there are things we need to follow up and take offline with you, then we may ask you to be patient, and I will follow up with you during the week if there's a query that I need to find further information on from HIMSS. So that's it. Let's have a look then and talk about the file manager. I'm going to share my screen, and that will, for any sighted people in the room, that will allow you to see the screen of my BrailleSense device. But for those of you who are blind, it will also allow you to hear the speech. So just give me one moment and I will do that. And just one moment. And hopefully now,
File manager, F.
Yeah, hopefully, familiar, you can hear and see the BrailleSense.
I can, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. So those of you who will have, I suppose, regardless of where you might be coming from, whether you have a BrailleSense 6 or a BrailleSense Polaris, or even the older U2 models, the file manager, to some degree, hasn't changed a whole lot, other than the significant linking of cloud storage, in particular access to Google Drive, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But the file manager offers you a whole range of things, and I'm going to cover most of them this evening, not all, but most of them, or at least most of the things I would think that you might need. So it's first option in the main menu. So when you press your F1 key or when you turn on your device, you will hear
File manager, F.
And if we press enter, we enter the file manager application.
Flash disk 1.4.
Now it says flash disk 1/4. That's because I have a couple of external storage devices on my machine as well. You may not hear flash disk 1/4. You might hear 1/3 or 1/2, depending on how your machine is set up. So the flash disk, for anybody who doesn't know, is the BrailleSense internal storage or internal memory. And sometimes people get confused because we would generally think of flash disks as being an external storage, wouldn't we? But whereas on the BrailleSense, they're not, it's internal storage. If I go down arrow, I'll have Google Drive.
Google Drive 2/4.
And we'll come back to Google Drive in a moment. And if I was to go up arrow,
flash disk 1/4,
I come to flash disk. So I'm going to press enter to get into my flash disk.
Daisy folder 111.
And I'm now in the folder list on my flash disk. The first folder is a folder called Daisy, and it says 111, or in Braille, it's coming up 1/11. That means it's the first folder in a total list of 11. I just want to show you how the file manager is laid out before we start exploring it. So we're going to use the tab key to do this. That's space with dot 4 and 5, or the F3 key, whichever you're more comfortable pressing. I'm going to do space dot 4 and 5. I think we've commented on this before in these sessions. That's because I don't particularly like to take my hands off the display. So let's do space with 4 and 5.
Flash disk.
This is the where it says flash disk.
Daisy folder 111.
So where it said flash disk, that is the address of the current storage location, which is flash disk. If I was to go into a folder like Daisy, so if I press enter to go into Daisy.
No items.
And if I hit the tab key now.
Flash disk Daisy.
It says flash disk Daisy. So it's telling me the name of the flash disk and the name of the subfolder in which I'm currently focused.
No items.
I'm in the folder at the moment, has no items in the Daisy folder. So I'm going to press the backspace key to go back one level to my main flash disk folder.
Daisy folder 111.
So the backspace key moves me back a level, and enter brings me forward a level or into a folder. Now, at present, my folder list is sorted alphabetically. So Daisy is the first folder. So if I was to scroll down with my down arrow, either by pressing space with dot 4 or the panning keys, let's hear what happens.
Database folder 211. Documents folder 311.
So I'm just scrolling down. If I wanted to jump to something with, let's say, the letter M, I think there's a folder here called media or music. I can use the old reliable first letter navigation. So let me press M.
Music folder 811.
And there's music folder 811. If I want to jump back to the top of my folder list, I can press space with dots 1, 2, and 3.
Daisy folder 111.
And if I wanted to jump to the very end of my folder list, I'll press space with dot 4, 5, and 6.
Web radio folder 1111.
Now, my flash disk only has folders in its root. It doesn't have any files. But if it did have files, those files would be listed after the folders. So the folders would be listed first in alphabetical order, followed by the files in alphabetical order. You can change the way things are listed and the sort order, and we'll have a look at that in a little while. So far we've explored the file manager layout, tabbing and shift and tabbing with space with dot 4 and 5 to tab forward, and space with dot 1 and 2, I think I missed that one, to tab back. We've shown you how to get into a folder by pressing the enter key and how to move back a level by pressing the backspace key. So let's think about what we might want to do. Well, we might want to make a folder. So let me create a folder in the flash disk, and I'm going to call this folder audio. There are lots of ways, or there are a few ways at least, to create a folder on the BrailleSense 6 and the BrailleSense Polaris. I'm going to show you where these things are in the menus, and I'm also going to give you the shortcut key. And if you have your BrailleSense 6 or BrailleSense Polaris set at their default configuration, you'll hear the shortcut keys by default. The nice thing about that, of course, is that you can kind of learn as you go along. So if I press the F2 key to bring me to the file menu.
File, F, pull down.
And if I press the enter key.
Open, O, enter O.
I'm now in the file menu, and the first option here is open, which is enter and O to open an item or a folder.
Zip, X,
or the
dialog, enter Z.
This is the zip option, which allows you to zip a number of files. We'll come back to that in a little while if we wanted to create, for example, a zip archive.
Send to S. Dialog enter S.
This is the send to option, which allows you to send the file or selected files to an application. So for example, to the email application, if you wanted to create a new message and have those files as an attachment to the message.
Rename R, dialog enter R.
This is the rename command that you can use to rename a folder or file.
New document N, dialog enter N.
This is a new document option. So you can, from within the file manager, create a new document for example, the word processor.
New folder, F, dialog enter F.
And here's the new folder dialog. So if I pressed enter here, I could create a new folder, but it's also told me the shortcut key is enter and F. I'll press enter here.
New folder dialog, new folder name, new folder.
I'm just going to call this audio, and there's a reason for doing that.
New folder created. Audio folder 112.
Now you see audio is before Daisy because it lists alphabetically. A comes before D.
Daisy folder 212.
So we've now created a new folder called audio. There's nothing in audio at the moment. So what else might you want to do? You would most certainly, I think, want to be able to copy files and move files around the place, whether it's within the flash disk or between the flash disk, your cloud storage, or other removable media. So let's go into the documents folder where I have a number of files saved that I actually want to move them all into a folder.
Database folder 3, documents folder 412.
So let me press the enter key on documents.
Draft employee supervision and support policy docs 17.
This is interesting stuff, I tell you. Draft employee supervision and policy. So these documents are currently sitting in the documents folder. I think I should clean it up a little bit by creating a folder called policy documents and putting them all into it so that my BrailleSense 6 device is a little bit tidier. So let me create a new folder here. We just created a new folder, if you remember, and we remembered that the shortcut key is enter and F.
New folder dialog, new folder name.
And I'm going to type policy docs.
Policy, new folder created, policy docs folder 1.8.
It has put policy docs folder at the top because it is the only folder inside of the documents folder. So it's a subfolder, I suppose. Now, the next thing I want to do is there's a policy for one of the policies here.
Draft employee supervision and support policy docs 2.8.
Draft employee supervision and support policy. Well, this is a document that I want to copy into this new policy docs folder. So let me show you two ways to do this. We'll press the F2 key again.
File, F. Pull down.
We're back in our menu. Let's go to the edit menu where you would hopefully expect to find these things.
Edit, E, pull down.
And we'll press enter.
Copy, C, enter C.
Copy is, so we can either press enter here to copy, or we can press the shortcut key, which is enter and C. Just let's show you some other ones while we're in here.
Cut, X, enter X.
Cut is enter X.
Paste. V, enter V.
Paste is enter and V. So they're probably the three ones that we're going to need to do in a sec. So I'm going to come out of the menu by pressing space and Z.
Cancel. Draft employee supervision and...
I'm going to copy the draft employee supervision file for the moment. So I'm going to press enter and C.
Copying.
And that's copied it to the clipboard. Now I'm going to go to my policy docs folder.
Policy docs folder 1.8.
I'm going to press enter.
No items.
There's no items in here. That's correct. I'm going to press enter and V.
Pasting. 100. One objects copied. Draft employee supervision and support policy docs 1.1.
Okay, that's all very well, but actually it's also existing in the documents folder, so I want to delete it from there, but I could be a little more efficient. I could move that file. Indeed, I could move a few more of them and not have to go back to delete them. But let's introduce you to the delete command, which can be found in the file menu. We didn't get to it at the moment, but it's in the file menu, and the shortcut key for it is space with D. So let's back out of the policy docs folder.
Policy Docs folder.
Let's go down one.
Draft Employee Supervision.
And we can delete this Draft Employee Supervision Policy with space and D.
Delete Draft Employee Supervision and Support Policy Docs. Yes.
I want to just give a word of caution before I do this. There is no recycle bin on the BrailleSense series of devices anywhere. So just be careful of that. That doesn't mean you wouldn't be able to get stuff back with other ways and other tools, but there's no easy way, I suppose, to do this. So delete with caution, I suppose. If you're deleting from cloud storage, it's a little bit easier because usually there's all sorts of backup functionality that happen automatically, but I'm going to delete this because I do know I want to delete it.
Delete complete. Policy Docs folder 17.
Now, there's a few more documents here that I want to move into the Policy Docs folder, but we don't have to do these one by one. We can do them in a block if we want. And to do them in a block, I'm going to press my down arrow once to get to the first document.
Driving at Work Policy 25,042,000.
There's something here called Driving at Work Policy. I want to move that as well. So I'm going to hit the space bar to mark that file, to select it, to tell the BrailleSense this is something I want to perform an action on.
Selected Driving at Work.
So that's been selected and I press the space bar. Now I'm going to down arrow again.
Equal Opportunities Doc 3.7.
Equal Opportunities is one I want to do as well, so I'm going to hit the space bar.
Selected Equal Opportunities Doc 3.7.
And I'm going to go again.
Health and Safety Doc 4.7.
Health and Safety is another one.
Selected Health and Safety Doc 4.7.
I'm going to go down again.
Mobile Phone Policy Doc 5.7. Selected Mobile Phone Professional Boundaries Policy Site and
Professional Boundaries.
Selected Professional Boundaries Policy Site and Sound Technology. Stewart's Test Doc 77.
We don't want that. That's called Stewart's Test. I don't want Stewart's Test, but I want all the others.
Selected.
So the others are all selected. If I was to arrow up and down.
Selected Mobile Phone. Selected Professional.
Says the word selected. So, and there's also a symbol on the Braille display before each file name when files are selected. So now we're going to cut these to the clipboard, or we're going to at least prepare to move these. The shortcut key, if you remember, when we explored the edit menu is Enter and X.
Cut to clipboard. Professional Boundaries Policy Site and Sound Technology.
So they've been cut to the clipboard. They're still sitting in the documents folder until I make a decision on what action I want to take with these. So I'm going to now go back to the top of this list to my Policy Docs folder.
Policy Docs folder 17.
And I'm going to press Enter.
Draft Employee Supervision and Support Policy Docs 11.
And I'm going to press Enter and V. I'm so used to PC. I'm going to press Enter and V.
Moving. 100. 5 objects copied. Professional Boundaries Policy Site and Sound Technology, July 2019, Doc 66.
So there are now, this is 6 items, item 6 of 6 items, 6 files that are in this new Policy Docs folder. If I press the backspace key.
Policy Docs folder 12.
And there's only 2 items now in the documents folder. There's the Policy Docs and there's a test document that I created. Okay. So that's the basics of, I suppose, moving, copying, pasting files on the BrailleSense. You would do this in the very same way if you signed into Google Drive, but just let me talk a second about Google Drive and how it works. If you have access to a Gmail email address, and most people do, then you have Google Drive already. I can't remember the amount of storage they give you these days. I think it could be 15 gigabytes, but I'm open to correction on that. So if anyone knows, please do feel free to tell us. And basically, when you connect to Google Drive, when you sign in, when you do this for the first time in the file manager, so let me just go back.
Documents folder 412, flash disk 14, Google Drive 24.
When you press enter here on Google Drive, if I wasn't signed in, it would open a little web dialogue web page where I could either sign in with my Gmail email address, or if I had already configured my account on the Android system settings, it would say to me, do you want to sign in? In this case, it says, do you want to to sign in with stuart.lawler@sightandsoundtechnologies.ie, because that's my email address, which is linked to my Google account. And I would say yes. And I would see my Google Drive and Google folder structure, just like I see on the flash disk. So just let me show you that.
My Drive folder. At the end of the sky, Fluim Leoi folder 135.
I'm now browsing folders on my Google Drive. There's a thing here called At the End of the Sky, which is the name of an album that I was sharing with somebody else. So that folder contains a load of MP3 files. And if I down arrow.
Audible folder 235.
This is the Audible folder.
Audio editing basics folder 335. Books folder 435.
So you can see here I have a rake of folders. Now, I could create a new folder here on Google Drive, and then I could go to my PC, for example, and share that folder with Fionnuala, and we could both be contributing to that folder. So Fionnuala could be doing it on her PC, and I could be doing it on my Braille Sense 6. One thing we can't do at this moment, at least with the native applications on the Braille Sense 6, is we can't collaborate in real time. So Fionnuala and I couldn't be editing a document at the very same time. And the functionality for viewing shared files and folders in Google Drive is not available yet on Braille Sense 6. I think it will happen. And I think it will happen very soon because it's being requested a lot. But they are the limitations right now. So a scenario you'll see a lot, this being used a lot, is in schools where we would be helping students by setting up a folder which they will share with their teachers, which is kind of the reverse of how it would normally be done. Normally the teacher would be the folder owner and share it with their class. We can't do that at the moment. So the folder owner always has to be the Polaris or Braille Sense 6 user. You will use the very same commands in Google Drive as we have just gone through on flash disk, and copying is very quick, uploading files. And when you download files from Google Drive, for example, into the media player, it will open a temporary copy. Or if you open a Word file, for example, from Google Drive, it will download a copy onto your Braille Sense 6. You can edit and then save it, and it will automatically save back to the cloud. So that's Google Drive access. And if you're interested in cloud storage in general and you want to see more cloud storage, I can tell you it's high on the radar in HIMSS. And I think we can expect to see some stuff in the next little while coming along. So I'm going to go back to my flash
Google
disk.
Google Drive 2.4. Flash disk 1.4.
I want to show you a few more things.
Audio folder 1.12.
So let me go back to our Documents folder.
Daisy folder 2, database folder 3, documents folder 4, policy docs folder 1.2.
This policy docs folder.
Draft employee supervision and support.
These files at the moment are listed alphabetically. So we have draft employee supervision policy, for example. I want to show you though the view menu just to let you see a couple of things that you can do inside in the view menu.
File, F, edit, view, V, pull down.
So I pressed again the F2 key. I arrowed over to the view menu with space and dot 4, and I'll press enter now to go into the view menu.
Sort files by G, dialog enter G.
So here's the first option, view menu, sort files by, and the shortcut key we just heard is enter and G. There's a few ways we can sort files. The current version, or the current way, current selection rather, is alphabetically, and that's the default.
Sort files by name 1.4.
Or name even. If I down arrow.
Size 2.4.
You can sort by size.
Extension 3.4.
You can sort by extension.
Date and time 4.4.
Or date and time. So just out of curiosity, if we did it by date and time, let's press enter.
Refreshing. Draft employee supervision and support policy dot doc 66.
So what was the first file? It seems to be now the last, the draft employee supervision policy.
Driving at work policy 25,042,008 doc 16.
Driving at work policy seems to be the oldest because the oldest is always first. Now I will show you how you can drill into this a little more, like going back to the file, back to the view menu.
File, view, V, press pull enter. Down. Sort files by
G. So we've currently sorted files by date.
Set file info. L. Dialog enter L.
Set file info. This is important because we can get a little more detail on the files we're viewing as we scroll around. So let's open this dialog and see what's here.
Set file info name 1-3.
So first of all, it's just name. And that's what I have it set at the moment. All it gives you is the file name. It doesn't give you anything else. But what if I want to know a little bit more about the document? I can down arrow.
Name, size 2-3.
Name and size. So I might want to know how big is the document, the size of the document, or?
Name, size, date and time 3-3.
This is the one we're going to try. It's because we'll get some of the ideas of the date of these policies. So let's press enter.
Refreshing. Driving at work policy 25,042,008 doc 54.5 kilobytes Thursday, February 3rd, 2022, 04, 28, 52 p.m. 16.
Actually, I have a feeling these are all going to
draft be... employee supervision and support policy docs 22.87 kilobytes Thursday, February 3rd.
These are all the Thursday the 3rd because that's when these were put onto the device, which is today, although these policies are older than that. But if you had documents that were over a period of time, you could see the date stamps for these files on which they were created or last modified. It doesn't make a distinction between created and last modified. So it will give you the date and time that the document was last changed. I'm going to go back to the view menu for a sec.
File, at view, V.
And I'm going to change files
back to G. Set file info. L. Set file info. Name 1-3.
I'm going to just set that back to name and press enter.
Refreshing. Driving at work policy 25 million.
And I'm going to change my view.
File at view, V.
Back
pull,
to
sort files by. Sort files X size 2-4. Name 1-4. Refreshing. Driving at work policy 25,042,000.
Okay. Now let's go back to the view menu.
Edit, view, V, sort
and
files by, G, display only files of type, W, dialog enter W.
So this option lets you display only files of type. So you can decide to display, for example, text files, Word documents, media files, or Braille files. And there are some others in there too. Could be useful if you have a lot of files in the folder and you want to filter out some stuff that you don't want. Although we will talk about searching in just a sec.
Show system folders, H, enter H.
Show system folders, I'm going to show you that one in a sec. The shortcut is enter and H. So I will come back to that in a minute.
Set start folder, S, backspace S.
And set start folder is a nice one. So we're currently in the policy docs folder. If I was to press enter here, it would set policy docs as the start folder, meaning that every time I open the file manager from now on, it will start me in policy docs. So if you are in a folder, you do a lot of work in a folder and you never go anywhere else, but you have to drill down a bit to find that folder each time, this could be a bit of a time-saving one for you if you wanted to do that.
Cancel. Driving at work policy 25,040,000.
And I'm going to go back to my
policy docs folder 1-2. Documents folder 4-12.
I'm currently in the flash disk. I'm on the documents folder. It's item 4 of 12. Let me go back to the very top to the audio folder.
Audio folder 1-12.
By default, the BrailleSense 6 and Polaris hide certain folders, which are system folders that Android will use to do all sorts of things in the background. They're not viewable by default, but you can unhide them. And this is a little bit like the option in Windows, if you're familiar with the idea of showing hidden files and hiding protected operating system files. There's a very similar feature in Windows. So we can unhide these. And when I do this, we'll expose a whole load more folders that you may find familiarity with if you are familiar with some of the Android structure. So I'll press enter and H and we'll hear what it says.
Show system folders. Audio folder 522.
Now suddenly we're on folder 5 already, audio. So if I go back.
Android folder 422. Alarms folder 322. Dot Polaris Office folder 222.
So now we're on, there's 22 folders as opposed to 12. There's a whole load of extra folders here. We can really delve into the into the operating system if we want. And if we want to hide those folders again, we press Enter and H.
Hide system folders. Audio folder 112.
Okay. Couple of more, two or three more quick things I just want to mention, because we have covered an awful lot and I do want to allow people to be able to ask questions. And remember, you can type in the chat as well if you want, Alt and H, if you would prefer to do that, and we'll come to the chat in a couple of minutes. There is a function in the file menu to zip files. So if you want to create an archive, if you have a number of files and you want to zip them up together to make them into one file, or indeed a folder, you can highlight the files like I showed you earlier by entering on each file and going to the zip command and typing a name for the archive, a name for the zip file, and pressing the Enter key, and that will create a zipped archive for you. It can be very handy. The other two options that are in the file menu allow you to search for files and search for text within files. And this is quite powerful. So I just want to show you the searching for text within files option, just to let you see how this works. One of the policies that are in this policy docs folder, there's a policy called driving at work, I think, but there's also a policy about mobile phones. And there's a specific mention in the policy somewhere about the fact that you should not be driving while you're using your mobile phone. So let's see, can we kind of get into that area of, or at least find that word in the document. So I'm going to press the backspace key with the letter F for find.
Search for text dialog. Text to find.
Okay, this is a dialog box. There's a few things to set. The first thing is text to find. I want to write the word driving. I'm going to press the tab key.
Case sensitive, no.
Case sensitive is no, that's fine. I'm not sure that it's whether it's capital or lower in the document, so let's just leave it no case.
Search file type, text files 1-5.
So there's a combo box here so I can select files I want to search or the type of files I want to search. I'm going to scroll down.
All files 5-5.
All files, and I'm going to press space with tab again.
Search in current folder 1-3.
Search in current folder. Well, I actually want to search in the entire disk. So I'll go down to flash disk.
Flash disk 2-3.
And I'm going to tab.
Checkbox checked search subfolders.
Checkbox checked search subfolders. Yes, I do want to search subfolders.
Search.
And I will press enter on search.
Searching.
And it's searching. And I have some dots, the six dots popping along the Braille display. And it's working away. And in a minute, it's going to.
Path of DTN Thesaurus IDX, Flash Disk on Dictionary 1-5.
So it's found something in the dictionary folder, which would probably not be surprising. So I'll scroll down.
Path of Web Radio Update DB, Flash Disk Web Radio 2.
Radio.
Path of Offline Bank, Flash Disk Android Data Com. Path of driving at work policy 25,040,000.
Driving at, okay, this is, now we're getting near. So driving at work policy, it said there's word driving is in. Well, that would be, yeah.
Path of mobile phone policy doc, flash disk documents policy docs 5-5.
So then it tells me the path, tells me where the file is. If I press enter here.
Mobile phone policy doc 5-6.
And if I press enter again.
Loading. Mobile phone policy doc open.
It opens mobile phone policy. And then I can do a find within the word processor to search for the word driving. And we'll talk about finding the word processor in week number 3.
Mobile phone policy doc 5-6.
Last thing to tell you for this evening is the very handy little option within the file manager to convert a file. And why might you want to do this? Well, there are instances where you have a Word doc and you want to create, for example, a Braille ready file. BRF or BRL file rather, maybe for use on a Braille display, or you want to maybe convert a Word document to a text file. So you can do this on the Braille Sense by pressing Enter with T when you're in the file manager, highlighting the particular file you want to convert.
File conversion dialog. Conversion format, Sense Word, HBL, 1.3.
So this is asking me, what format do you want to convert this file into? I want to make a Braille file.
Text, TXT, Braille, BRL,
I'm going to press 3.3. Enter.
Mobile phone policy doc file converted. 1 success. Mobile phone policy BRL 5.7.
And my mobile phone policy, let's see if there's a...
Health and safe, mobile phone policy BRL 5.7.
The BRL version and the DOCX version is still there too. So it's done a nice little quick conversion into BRL. Not something I have used personally, but it's a handy feature. I know some people find it useful. Okay, I am going to stop there. And I'm going to open the floor for questions and comments. I think, I think I just need to enable people so that you can unmute yourself if you wish. So just give me one moment. So if anyone has any questions, you can put up your hand or you can unmute yourself if you wish. Or Fionnuala, I don't know if we have anything in chat.
No, not yet, Stuart.
Okay.
Everybody's quiet so far.
So if anyone has any questions, if you want to either raise your hand, Alt Y, type in the chat, Alt and H. If there's anyone who would like to ask a question or anything you'd like to comment on, we covered an awful lot in that time.
Amanda has raised, Amanda, a couple of raised hands there now. Okay. So I'll.
It only takes one to start, isn't that it?
I've forgotten what to do with the raised hands, Stuart.
I think we just need to
ask to unmute.
Ask to unmute, yeah. I think, Amanda, you should get a request to unmute yourself. You should be able to unmute that.
Thank you.
There you go, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you very much. That was really interesting. Can I just ask, you had an Audible file in there. How did you get that one in there to be able to transfer Audible books into there?
Actually, Amanda, that was one that I just created. I don't think there's anything in that folder. In theory, you could, if you had Audible, I don't have Audible set up on this device at the moment, but if I had, I could unhide the system folders and copy the Audible folder to Google Drive. Whether it would copy all the books that I have on my device, I'm not sure, because I don't know if Google hides its Audible hides its books away somewhere else in the device. So I don't know is the answer, but there's nothing in the Audible folder that I showed you.
Thank you. I know I've done it on the stream, but thank you.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And it's one worth probably having a play with. So I must try it at some point.
Thank you.
No problem. Do you have another raised hand, Fionnuala?
Yeah, Mel, I think I might have muted instead of asking you to unmute, Mel. Sorry about that. So have a try again there. I don't know why that's not working.
Yeah, sometimes Zoom does.
Mel, I'm going to lower your hand just to re-kick it off. I don't know what happened there. So please raise your hand again and I won't mute you this time, I swear.
Good idea. Yeah, put your hand up. And if anybody else wants to jump in with a question after Mel, you can raise your hand as well. Or Mel, if you can't get your hand up, if you type it in the chat, we'll try and answer that, if that's any use.
I don't know, there's nothing happening there. Oh, Mel, here we go. Okay, hang on.
Mel, you should receive a request, I think, to unmute yourself. If you want to give it a try again. There we go. I think we have.
Oh, hi, at last. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Having a few problems there. You haven't touched on yet. I'm just interested. I recently updated my BrailleSense Polaris for the first time on the internet. I'm a slow learner, shall we say. But I was interested to see in Daisy, is it, when I go into the file manager, but Daisy, then database, what's that?
So database is a throwback to the old BrailleSense U2. They used to have a database manager on the U2. And it got missed in the Polaris for a long time, and it was brought back by popular demand. So it's actually a program where you can keep records and stuff like that. So you can, for example, have address lists and fields and records and queries, do all that kind of stuff that you would do in a, kind of a Microsoft Access database. But the other thing that's in that database folder is settings for things like your speech settings. There are files that are kept in there that the system uses.
Okay, so we do keep database information at work, but so you wouldn't necessarily arrange your database information in there, or would you? If you did, would you be following a set format?
You could. I mean, it would kind of depends on the. It would depend on the requirements of your work. Yeah. To be honest, the database is not something that we have done. We've done very little work in terms of training with, because it just hasn't been something that's been requested.
Yeah, I think it sounds like it would be an over complex way of doing it, really. I just make files and stick information in there.
Yeah, I think if that works for you, and if it's all about what's the most efficient way, I think, for you to get information. So yeah, if that works, I think that's fine.
Yeah, okay. Could I be cheeky and if we have time at the end, have 2 minutes to see if you can unstick me? I've got stuck this afternoon.
Yes, absolutely.
I've been able to find out why I can't type into anything.
If you want to stay on the session, Mel, at the end, we'll see.
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Anybody else would like to raise their hand or ask a question at this time?
Alert. Hand now lowered.
Do the last 5 second countdown for the last hands if anybody wants to say, ask a question. If not, just to say to people that next week we're going to have email. We're going to be coming back to explore all things email. We did a session on email last year, but we've had a lot of requests about just setting up email accounts and managing email. And so we'll get into that in a bit of detail next week. So do join us for that next Thursday at 8 o'clock. And if there's nothing else, I'll thank everybody for coming along. Thanks to Fionnuala for co-hosting with me this evening. And Fionnuala and I will be back next Thursday at 8 o'clock. In the meantime, this audio recording will go on our podcast page and our YouTube channel in the coming days. So you will find it there if you need to catch up again, or if you know somebody who might find it useful. So thank you, everybody, and have a nice evening.
Thanks, George.
Thanks, Fionnuala.
Take care. Bye.